GFG Alliance Chairman Sanjeev Gupta has toured the steelworks at Whyalla less than 2 weeks after the British consortium was announced as Arrium's buyer. Locals, workers and all levels of government rolled out the welcome mat for the man who's secured the future of the South Australian city. Karma Reid was there.
This man is a great Australian. He's now become a great Australian, starting with South Australia.
Backing the Australian cricket team.
The great Australian the Federal Industry, Innovation and Science Minister Arthur Sinodinos is referring to is British billionaire Sanjeev Gupta, Executive Chairman of Arrium's new owners, the GFG Alliance. Steelworkers and local, state and federal representatives were all in good spirits today as Mr. Gupta toured part of his latest acquisition, the Whyalla Steelworks. It's been less than 2 weeks since the buyer was announced, securing the future of Whyalla's biggest employer. But Mr. Gupta is hesitant to say he's saved the city.
Now, I don't know about saviour, but there we see a clear opportunity here and we're very excited to have an opportunity to have a go at it.
He says his business has always been about long-term investment and he expects to spend a lot more time in Whyalla from now.
This is the beginning of a journey. It's not going to be easy. It's a lot of work to do and years of investment and redevelopment required.
Mr. Gupta again outlined the possibilities of generating power at the site using a range of technologies including pumped hydro and solar. He says the plant will become self-sufficient and even sell power back into the grid, so South Australia's unstable and expensive power wasn't a deterrent when looking to invest.
The situation here is more extreme, but it's in the UK also we have similar issues on power. Where there are issues or challenges are also opportunities. So we see an opportunity to fix some of the problems or be a part of the solution for some of the problems. And we see that Arrium can play or Whyalla can play a role in that.
Federal Industry, Innovation and Science Minister Arthur Sinodinos was one of the many who met with Mr. Gupta today.
What Sanjeev Gupta and his team have done is to renew confidence and vitality into the city of Whyalla, and that is exciting. He's painting a vision of a future of not just keeping the plant open, but expanding what the plant can do.
Maintenance leader at the steelworks, Roger Biedenwig, agrees confidence has returned to the city.
The mood has changed quite dramatically. Once we heard the news was coming through that we'd been sold, the morale lifted very, very rapidly and it was such a... You could feel the buzz within the whole of the department, so it's very, very promising.
Real estate agent Wayne Foran says home buyers are starting to stir after a stagnant couple of years.
Home's been on the market for a long time and that's just what was happening in the market. But they're now starting to sell, so it's been quite positive.
He says the key now is to lure back the investors who shied away from Whyalla while Arrium started losing money and eventually went into administration.
The prices have dropped probably as low as what they'll get to. They've come down probably 25% over the last 80 months to 2 years. But I think buyers now see that with Liberty House taking over Arrium, they see an opportunity to get in and buy a home before perhaps the prices do go up. So I think at some stage that will start to happen as the supply dwindles. There will be an impact on prices and hopefully that's an upward rise in prices.
The steelworks is just one part of the Arrium package. Mr. Gupta plans to visit other assets, such as the OneSteel Laverton plant near Melbourne, later in the week.
Karma Reid reporting from Whyalla.